What about close friends? What kind of activities do I associate with them?
Go ahead.
What kind of things would your close friends get into?
Okay, well, I only have really one close friend, named George. You know, he's a real cool dude, He doesn't hang around and be nosy with my business, just like I don't be nosy with his business, And I really got him into sailing, Because he was in the power boats and all that. I said, you check sailing out, you forget everything else.
Yeah.
Sure enough, So basically, he's about the only friend I really pile around with, as far as sailing and anything else, fishing. He goes fishing with us,
Yeah.
Him and my wife, Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention farming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Farm?
Yeah. Like, we got 2 acres back there,
Yeah.
And, we got, besides the weeds, we got about a half acre of corn now coming in. About 4 rows of black-eyed peas, field peas.
Yeah.
And about 2 rows of watermelon, about ready to get picked now, I guess,
Yeah.
And a little squash and everything. I try to hang in that. I plan to get into that more, starting the fall garden, fall time of the year with the fall garden.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep it up, because I like to watch things grow,
Yeah.
Produce, and it tastes better that way too,
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that too, farming, I say. If you would call farming a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good hobby. Got a lot of these questions have to do with farming.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
hey, yeah, that's all right.
That's really good, because a lot of it seem pretty familiar.
Yeah. And again, we'll see how much of a farmer I am.
Yeah. A lot of these questions deal with a lot of things that people aren't really familiar with now. A lot of things that are in old houses that might not be. But in a house, if you have a fireplace, the smoke would go up through the
chimney.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe this fireplace, different parts of it?
Well, let's see. You got your blowers on each side, or electric blowers. You got one on one side, one on the other.
Yeah.
You flip that switch on over there if it's, if they're plugged in or not plugged in, because we haven't used it,
Uh-huh.
And that, I would say, circulates the smoke from coming in here, sends it up.
Yeah.
And you got your, different tools over there, your shovel and your coal stirrer, or whatever you call it. Poker.
Yeah.
And you got your stands down here where your logs lay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call that, And then you got your screen to keep the sparks from flying out, burning your house up.
Yeah.
That's basically about it.
What would you call this area right here on the bottom? With the stone there.
Hey, I couldn't tell you.
What is it? Well, they call it different things, different parts of the country. I think, I'd call it a hearth.
Hearth? Wow. Yeah.
And
I didn't know it was called that.
What would you call this piece up here?
That's the mantle there. Mm-hmm. Where those pictures are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the mantle.
What about these iron things here? What would you call that?
Wrought iron? No. I couldn't tell you. I'd rather say I don't know. Then to give a silly answer and try to be cool, I just tell you I don't know, My daddy could tell you, but I couldn't,
Yeah.
Mm. What do they call them somewhere else? Just to be
curious. Well, in South Georgia, I think they call them fire dogs.
Wow.
And a lot of other places, they call them andirons.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, andirons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my daddy would call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.